Good morning, I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and on the line is Elizabeth Holland from Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You are two things, my mother-in-law,
yes,
which is fabulous, but the reason we're speaking with you this morning is you just got back from Obama Camp in Boston on Saturday. Could you explain what that was all about?
That is training. 2,000 Massachusetts residents applied, and they picked a whole bunch of us to go be trained to then be sent off to battleground states to work with volunteers.
Now, camp, Obama camp, it seems to me a little, I don't know, was it fun? Was it indoctrination? What were they doing there?
It was fun. It was inspirational. It was practical, all about, you know, organizing volunteers, why we're doing this, how to do it, stories about volunteers. It was just very exciting.
Did you drink any Kool-Aid?
No Kool-Aid.
Glad to hear. Did they talk a little bit about where you might be deployed? I mean, your demographic, I think, is pretty interesting from their perspective. Could you elaborate?
You mean the fact that I'm 65 and retired and
right,
a very enthusiastic Obama supporter? They talked about states, New Hampshire, of course, Pennsylvania possibly, but people were talking about going to Colorado and Florida and any place else that needs us.
Now, was the buzz at the camp about McCain pulling out of Michigan last week?
Not at all. The buzz was all positive about Obama and about what we can do.
What about the fact that the Republicans have a reputation for being much better organized in the base when push comes to shove on Election Day?
You know, we didn't talk about the Republicans at all. We talked about what we can do and how powerful this army that's being prepared is going to be.
So it was a room full of nice senior citizens like yourself and a bunch of college kids, right?
That's what I thought when I went there. But I was really surprised that there were not that many of me, the retired people, and not that many college kids. They were there. But there were business people who are giving up their business, either taking time off from their job, or one woman I met is closing down her business for 4 weeks to go work for Obama.
Really? And these are people in their, like, 40s and 50s, 30s and 40s?
30s, 40s, I would say, mostly.
And what does that tell you?
Well, it surprised me first that people are that excited about this race that they will close down their business or leave their law firm for 3 or 4 weeks to go work on this campaign.
Now, what was your first political campaign, quickly, before we go?
Do I have to admit this?
Yes, you do. You do.
I was in elementary school, and I worked for Stevenson.
Adlai Stevenson. Wow. So you go way back.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm trying to remain objective here. You know, you are my mother-in-law. Does this mean that I have to support McCain as sort of equal time?
Well, we're not supposed to get along anyway. So you can do whatever you want to.
Including taking my two oldest daughters on the campaign trail with you next weekend?
Absolutely. I'm going to do that.
Oh,
I was pretty young
sakes
when I started in this passion, and I want them to, too.
Well, good luck to my daughters and me and you. Elizabeth Holland, mother-in-law and field organizer for the Obama campaign, just back from camp. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, John. Bye.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.